Is Kyle Hendricks washed?
Man. I don't know if we have to go to that degree.
Fair question, though.
It's not.
His ERA is 12.
It's not good.
They didn't help him out, though. The ERA wasn't 12. I mean, you leave the game, and it's like, there's a wild pitch, and there's a wild pitch. That didn't help.
Well, the bullpen also walked 7 batters.
That's what I mean. Like,
but didn't that game feel very last year-ish?
That's what Ian Happ said about
it. Unstable, tired start. You have to go to your bullpen. Your bullpen is tired. This is not what you need to be doing on April 16th. Everybody has to hit their way out of this jam. And then, unfortunately, what was one out left and poor Adbert Alsilay? And I had questions about the closer situation, as we recall all offseason. Well, sometimes I don't like being right.
I
like Adbert Alsilay.
If you look at the box score, if somebody just hands you this Cubs box score and asks you where and when did this game take place?
Hell.
No, you're going to say, right?
September of 2023?
That's one answer. The other would be Wrigley Field in May. Say, all right, that's a Wrigley game. That looks like one of these stupid Wrigley
August games
fests. And you realize, no, it's roof open Chase Field in April. Well, that's what makes it so weird.
I mean, it's not just that. I feel terrible for Alsilay. He's got, what, 3 blown saves already? That is awful this early in the season. We talk about how these games should count so you don't have to play stressed out for 2 months. But, man, if I'm not already there just watching, and I know you guys talk about the baseball roller coaster, but I watched all 3 hours and 30 minutes of that game last night and stayed up late when I could have gone to sleep because I was off at night. So I'm here to live it.
It's very stressful. To get back to Hendricks, why don't we listen to Jed Hoyer on this? Because Jed talked about some of the issues that Kyle Hendricks is having so far this year.
I think you look at his career, I think he's just made the most of what he had over and over and over. And, you know, I feel like he's had his times of struggles in the past and he's gotten through them. And, you know, my hope is that this is another one of those times. You know, I feel like the third time through the order has really bitten him so far this year. And that's something obviously he's going to have to work through. He's also faced, you know, Rangers, Dodgers, Padres, which I think has been a tough slate for him early in the season. But yeah, he's obviously, he would say it, and you know, he expects more of himself, and you know, obviously we expect him to pitch well. But I think there's, you know, we have to remember we're 3 starts into his season. You know, he's got, you know, what is it, 29 more probably. So I think giving him a little bit of leeway and time to work his way through it, I think it makes a lot of sense. And I try to remember over and over that, you know, the things we think about in April and the things that we talk about in April, like so oftentimes by June, let alone August, seem so remote. So that's hopefully how I'm looking at this, you know, rough 3 starts that you look up and it was clearly a bad patch, and then he got going again and pitched really well.
That was Jed Hoyer.
If I set the over-under on Kyle Hendricks' remaining starts at 28 and
under,
a half.
Under, right. Pound.
We all would go under.
Pound the under.
I don't think he's got 29 starts coming.
Let's not forget, the under. This year was voluntary for the Cubs. They voluntarily picked up the year.
They got to figure out something to do because
decisions like that when you spend 16 on him and... Again, Montgomery was available for 25.
And
you have to ask. And Julio Teheran, you signed for what, 4? Well, okay then.
And it might have been a mistake by counsel to send him back out there yesterday. Like, that might have been the mistake. You have the big inning where you take the lead and the ball's bouncing around the outfield, and you might have made a mistake in putting him back out
there. Yeah, you say count this as a positive coming back and take your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't – it's difficult because this is not somebody who played themselves out. Like, this isn't Jake Arrieta leaving. This isn't Jason Hayward for all the vitriol that he faced. And by the way, what did he do the first thing he came back to town with the Dodgers?
Go to his facility out west.
Give MLB Network the access to
and bring a whole bunch of the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring that up, but in this case, like it's hard. Who doesn't like Kyle Hendricks?
We all do, but us liking him has nothing to do with looking at his performance, and his performance has been bad.
No, I mean, I'm aware of that part. It's just a difficult discussion sometimes.
It's not that difficult for me.